I suppose actually, I can't see Kildare any upsets there with Kildare losing two games, which would give us a chance of winning the league. So we can't see that happening. But to Kildare today, look, we'll be taking every game as good preparation for Championship, and we'll be looking for a performance to carry on from the Mayo game. I suppose, you know, with a couple of wee niggles and stuff, that boys, you might chance come if it was Championship, but we're going to maybe set them out this week and give a couple of other boys a chance. You know, Sean McVay struggled at the minute, so we're going to set him out, and Bernard Lafferty there could be struggling, you know. So apart from that, I think we'll be taking the game very serious to try. It'd be nice to get 6 points on the board, you know. But a big ask going to Derry, who on the new management maybe didn't get off the start they wanted, but they need to get points on the board. The 2 points means a lot more to them than us.
Yeah, so there's more pressure on them going into this game, Mickey.
Yes, I suppose the pressure's on them. They wouldn't want to go near Division 3 hurling. Oisin, you know, they've never been down there, so they'll be looking to get 2 points off us and maybe Roscommon the last day out to get them safe, you know. So as much as the pressure there is on Derry, look, we'll be looking to put on a good performance, Oisin, and I suppose Derry's a good hard hurling team, and to get their bodies out, Oisin, they're a big ask to beat them, you know. But look, it's a nice place to be, to go on, maybe relaxed and have a go at them and see where we're at there, you know.
Yeah. So you're going to give other players a go this coming weekend. There is, of course, a handful of young Donegal hurlers who are hugely talented, and we've seen them come on the last day against Mayo. A couple of them guys possibly in line for a starting berth then, Mickey? Is that what you're telling us?
I suppose Conor O'Grady there has been pushing hard, you know, and getting 30, 35 minutes most weeks, actually. So maybe Conor's in line, you know, for a first start of the season, and Paul Dick Doherty's coming back from injury, who would have been a regular starter for the last 4 or 5 years, and he's going well in Finland, so we'd like to give him some game time, but not possibly start, maybe replace Sean McVay, you know. So and then we've got a good bench, young Rory Campbell and a few other lads. They get a look at again maybe in the second half at some stage, actually.
Yeah, just going back to the Mayo game, it was a fantastic one for you, Mickey, and I suppose it couldn't have come at a better time. And yes, you scraped through against Roscommon, and some would say maybe you got more than you deserved out of that game, but you needed a big performance against Mayo, and it came at the right time for you, Mickey.
It did, actually. I suppose that week at 10, it was just trying to get the heads ready again after getting a beating like that against Kildare, you know. And we just didn't become a bad team overnight. Our performance wasn't good, but Kildare were a level above us, to be fair. But look, to be fair to these boys, they always, when we do get a setback, they bounce back in a no nicer way than against Mayo. You know, they keep us in that division, and look, it's good for Nicky Raggart, because we all know bad team watching, and it'll be a different story come Nicky Raggart again. So we're going to keep our feet in the ground. We know we're not that far ahead of Mayo. We had a good day that day, and it was satisfying, you know, to stay in the division. But look, I feel we're in a good place. I shouldn't get under the Nicky record and thingy, but we just need a bit of consistency. Maybe they put two or three good games together. We seem to get one very good performance and then set back a wee bit again. So look, it's just maybe getting a wee bit more consistency on this, you know.
And I suppose, does it give you a slight psychological edge over Mayo, knowing that them guys have to come back to the O'Donnell Park, back to Cena, where they got a bit of a thump on, so they did, Mickey?
It does, but they can use it to their advantage too, Oisin, you know, when they get a beating like that. They don't want that to happen again. But look, we know we have the beating of them now, and I'm thinking, but they'll be coming knowing that their performance is well below par in Letterkenny and the next Keith Higgins, and they're two missing against us, you know, back in the fold. That's one of them games, actually, in the first day out too, against them, and possibly could meet again. So you just don't know what Mayo's thinking or what way they're going to come to Donald Park on the first day out, because they'll fancy themselves getting to the final either way, through the back door or beating us, you know.
Yeah. Just back to the Derry game this coming weekend. I suppose in meetings in the past, Mickey, you sort of struggled against Derry, but you did pull off a shock result against them a number of years ago at home, so you did.
Yes, I suppose we beat them in 2018, actually at home, at a double header game for a football game, which was a great performance for us, you know, and a big result for Donegal to beat Derry in hurling. And just on that end, when we went up the Christy Ring, we had Derry in the first round, and we're 9-10 points up at half time, actually, and we just collapsed in the second half and we end up getting beat by two. So look, on our day, we're well able to compete with Derry, and if we get the physical side and get the intensity right, you know, there's not much in the two teams. But as I say, Derry will be very, very hungry to get 2 points on the board this week.
Yeah. What about the move, the change of venue? It was originally scheduled for Celtic Park, and Derry requested that it went to Ballina Screen. Was that something you were happy with, Mickey?
Not really. I should suppose that Celtic Park and Derry knows it would be a home game for us, especially the board lads and Letterkenny. You know, where most of Derry's hurlers are from County Derry and up around Mara or Dungiven and Slotnil. So look, we were not surprised. We were expecting that the last time we played. They took us there too in a league game, so no surprise in it, but it would be nice. Celtic Park would have been nice, Ashing, but we just have to deal with it on the screen now.
Yeah, and the way things have been going this year, finally, Mick, it would be no surprise in hurling circles in Ulster if Donegal was to take a win this weekend.
Well, no, I don't think it'd be a massive shock, Ashing. You know, we'll be going to win the game, and we know if we play to our capability that we have every chance. And if you look at it, Mayo has beat Derry the first day out, so luck is definitely a result there for the ticking. It's just, you know, we've got to turn up and perform away from home. Something that we're very consistent at home in Letterkenny. We've got to take our away form, maybe away to the likes of Ballina Screen and stuff, and put our performance there. And just ask questions after the match and how much they want it and see where it takes us. As I say, the result doesn't mean a lot to us, but a performance means everything to us, you know, just to keep momentum and build towards my own the championship.